感谢神，我们晚上一样根据我们的读经进度来学习。
And so thank God, tonight we're going to continue with our Bible reading schedule.
请打开《列王记下》第九章。
Let us turn to 2 Kings chapter 9.
这一章呢，主要是记载神拣选的耶户来做以色列王。
And here it talks that God has chosen Jehu to be the king of Israel.
然后就叫他要去击杀亚哈一家的人。
And told him to go and kill Ahab and his family.
因为亚哈一家人都是拜偶像带领全国百姓都在拜坏了。
Because Ahab led the entire nation to worship idols.
那么特别是对他的王后耶洗别有非常严重的一个惩罚。
And he had and to
耶洗别 Jezebel
to Jezebel he had a severe punishment
所以我们等一下来查考耶洗别的下场，他的结果非常的凄惨。
And so later we'll study how Jezebel's ending, and it was a very pitiful ending.
然后首先我们先来看神如何来拣选耶户来做以色列王的。
And so we're going to look at how God chose Jehu to be the king.
我们请看第一节。
Let's look at verse 1.
先知以利沙叫了一个先知门徒来，吩咐他说：“你束上腰，手拿这瓶膏油，往基列的拉莫去。”
The prophet Elijah summoned a man from the company of the prophets and said to him, "Tuck your cloak into your belt. Take this flask of oil with you and go to Ramoth Gilead."
第二节，到了那里，要寻找宁氏的孙子约沙法的儿子耶户，使他从同僚中起来，带他进严密的屋子。
When you get there, look for Jehu, son of Jehoshaphat, the son of Nimshi. Go to him and get him away from his companions and take him into the inner room.
第三，将瓶里的膏油倒在他的头上，说：“耶和华如此说，我膏你做以色列王。”说完了，就开门逃跑，不要迟延。
Three.Then take the flask and pour the oil on his head and declare, "This is what the Lord says, I anoint you king over Israel." Then open the door and run, don't delay.
第四节，于是那少年先知往基列的拉莫去了。
Four, so the young man, the prophet, went to Ramoth Gilead.
这里是神要以利沙先知去叫一个少年人来做这件工作。
And here it talks about how Prophet Elijah he summoned a young man to do this work.
然后这个少年人我们都说先知的门徒，其实原文就说是先知的儿子。
And it says company of the prophets, but originally it said the son of the prophet.
那么在这里就是说照这个少年人来做这个膏耶户做王的这件事情是非常的有风险的。
And so to have this young man anoint Jehu was an honor.
因为这个风险就是叫 risk
was a risk.
因为这个风险就是说，万一你高他为王，那别人如果不高兴，别人起来就会反抗，那可能这个先知少年人可能会被杀了。
Because if by anointing Jehu, it might anger other people, and this prophet may be killed.
所以呢，这个高耶户为以色列王，这件要秘密的来进行。
And so this is why anointing Jehu had to be done in secret.
因为当时候是很多的军长跟耶户都坐在一起。
Because at that time there were many generals who were sitting with Jehu.
那么这个少年人来到这么多军长都坐在一起，就说：“哎，将军我有话要对你说。”
And so he was with all of these army commanders, and he told him, "I have something to tell you in private."
然后就把耶户一个人带到房间里面单独把膏油倒在他的头上。
And he took Jehu into the inner room and poured oil over his head.
然后就说神要膏你做以色列王。
And told him, "This is what the Lord says: I anoint you as king over Israel."
而这个事情必须秘密的在小内屋里面来做，不要让其他的将军知道。
And this is something that had to be done in secret in the inner room, not letting others know.
因为我们刚刚说了，这个是有风险的。万一其他的将军不服气，不愿意让耶户来当将军的话，那可能会引起暴动。
Because this was full of risk, and if the other generals were unhappy or unwilling with this, then it can cause a revolt.
所以神也以利沙先知也跟这个少年人先知就说，你刚 高啊以色列啊高耶户为以色列王以后，你赶快开门逃跑，不要迟延。
And this is why the prophet Elisha also told the young man that once he's anointed Jehu, that he must run and do not delay.
结果我们后来看到耶户被高为王以后，然后他就回到众将军的面前。
And we can see that after Jehu was anointed, he went back to the commanders.
然后其他的将军就问哦，哎，这个少年人啊，跟你在内屋里面做了什么事情？
And then the other army officers asked, "What did this young man want?"
啊，那一切都很平安，没有事情吗？
Is everything all right? Is there anything wrong?
然后耶户当然一开始，也不知道这些将军们到底是什么态度。
And of course, Jehu did not know what the reaction of the officers will be.
所以他就敷衍他们说：“哎呀，没事啦，啊，他都说平安啦，啊，没有什么事情啊。”
So he downplayed it and said, "Oh, everything's okay."
可是那些众将军说：“哎，你这个是假话哦，他怎么可能没有发生什么事呢？你们两个人到内屋里面，一定有什么事情发生了，不要再骗我们了。”
But the other officers saw through his lies and said, "Oh.That's not true. Tell us what happened.
啊，你老老实实跟我们说。
Tell us truthfully.
然后这个时候耶户哈啊，就大概知道他们的态度是很想要知道真正的实情是什么。
And so Jehu can see that they wanted to know the truth.
那么耶户当时候啊，也是要有一个冒险啊，说我如果告诉他们实情，他们会接受吗？还是他们会拒绝我呢？
And Jehu had the doubt, if I tell them the truth, will they accept me or will they reject it?
但是耶户他也相信这是从神来的，高他为王。
But Jehu also believed this is what God has anointed, that God has anointed me as king.
那既然这是神高我为王的，那应该这些众将军他们应该不会反对才对啦。
And if God has anointed me as king, then the other officers shouldn't reject me.
所以啊，他就很老实的跟这些众将军说啊，这个啊，神啊，如此如此说，要高我为以色列王啊，这就是神说的哦。
So then he truthfully said, "Oh, this is what the Lord says. I anoint you as king."
那么这个时候呢，众将军呢、啊，急忙的把自己的衣服啊，都放在台阶上。
And then the officers hurried and took their cloaks and spread them onto the bare steps.
而让耶户坐在这个台阶上呢，就是开始要承认他来当王了。
To acknowledge and recognize that he's to be king.
然后他们就大声的吹角说耶户当王了。
And then they blew the trumpets and shouted, "Jehu is king."
好，这就是整个耶户当王的过程啊，非常有戏剧性啊。
And so this is the detail of how Jehu became king.
好像啊是啊演了一场戏一样哈啊很紧张，然后又很刺激，那最后才有这样的结果。
It's almost like a very intense and exciting play that was demonstrated.
啊，但是我们可以知道说耶户当了王，这是出于神的旨意。
But we can see here that Jehu becoming king was part of God's will.
因为神要兴起耶户啊，要来惩罚亚户一家的人呐、啊。
Because God wanted to raise up Jehu to punish Ahab's family.
所以我们从这里呢，可以得到一个很重要的结论。
And so from here we can reach an important conclusion.
就是说，谁能够当王，这是要出于神的旨意。
And that is whoever becomes king, this has to be from God's will.
啊，不是用人的啊自己的想法要去当王就可以当王吗？啊，这是啊不容易的。
It is not easy for a man just to simply say, "Oh, I want to be king." This is not possible.
所以我想耶户呢，本人他自己本来也不是想要当王的。
So I believe Jehu originally had no intention to become king.
但是他竟然被神所选中了，要高他为以色列王以后啊，他就接受了啊这样的安排。
But after he was chosen by God, he accepted God's planning.
那么神啊也对耶户啊有一些任务要他去做的事情。
And God also had some expectations for Jehu.
我们来看啊这个先知啊告诉耶户当王以后必须做的事情任务是什么。
Let us look at what the prophet had given to Jehu to do.
我们看第七节。
Let's look at verse 7.
列王记下第九章第七节。
Second Kings chapter 9 verse 7.
你要击杀你的主人亚哈的全家，我好在耶洗别身上， 生我众仆人，我仆人众先知和耶和华一切仆人流血的冤。
7. You are to destroy the house of Ahab your master, and I will avenge the blood of my servants, the prophets, and the blood of the Lord's servants shed by Jezebel.
8. 亚哈全家必都灭亡，凡属亚哈的男丁，无论是困住的、自由的，我必从以色列中剪除。
8. The whole house of Ahab will perish. I will cut off from Ahab every last male in Israel, slave or free. I will make the house of Ahab like the house of Jeroboam, son of Nebat, and like
第九节，使亚哈的家像尼巴儿子耶罗波安的家，又像亚西亚儿子巴沙的家。
9. I will make the house of Ahab like the house of Jeroboam, son of Nebat, and like the house of Baasha, son of Ahijah.
第十，耶洗别必在耶斯列田里被狗所吃，无人葬埋。说完了，少年人就开门逃跑了。
10. As for Jezebel, dogs will devour her on the plot of ground at Jezreel, and no one will bury her. Then he opened the door and ran.
所以耶户被高为王以后他也被告知要做了什么任务。
So after Jehu was anointed, he was also assigned his task.
所以要去击杀亚哈一家的人啊。
And so he had to destroy Ahab's whole family.
所以耶户他知道他是有任务的。
And so Jehu now had this.Responsibility.
所以我们获到神是在人的国中掌权。
And so,
神是在他安排谁当王，谁才能够当王啊。
So only, only according to God's will can somebody become king.
我们来看但以理书第四章。
Let's turn to Daniel chapter 4.
但以理书第四章二十四节。
Daniel chapter 4.
二十四节。
Verse 24。
但以理书第四章二十四节。
Daniel chapter 4, verse 24。
王啊，讲解就是这样，临到我主我王的事，是出于至高者的命。Daniel。
This 24. This is the interpretation, O King, and this is the decree of the Most High. Decree the Most High has issued against my Lord the King.
25节，你必被赶出离开世人，与野地的兽同居，吃草如牛，被天肉滴湿，且要经过七期。等你知道至高者在人的国中掌权，要将国赐与谁，就赐与谁。
25. You will be driven away from people and will live with the wild animals. You will eat grass like cattle and be drenched with the dew of heaven. Seven times will pass by for you until you acknowledge that the Most High is sovereign over the kingdoms of men and gives them to anyone he wishes.
这里是尼布甲尼撒王他很骄傲。
And here, King Nebuchadnezzar, he was very proud.
所以呢，神就要让他吃草如牛失去人的正常的意志。
And so here, God wanted, drove him mad so that drove him wild so that he, ate grass like the cattle.
那么他后来经过七年以后，他才重新得到神给他的正常的意识。
And only after 7 years was he, back to normal. Like he was, healed by God to be back to normal.
那个时候他才知道说。至高者神啊，是在人的国中掌权，要将国赐给谁，就赐给谁。
And at that time, he will then know that it is the Most High who is sovereign over the kingdom of men and gives to anyone that he wishes.
所以不是尼布甲尼撒王自己想要当王，他就可以当王的。
So it's not that King Nebuchadnezzar he wanted to be king so that he was king.
神啊，要让他失去正常的理智，他立刻就失去，他就不能当王了。
Once God had him lose his sanity, then he no longer could become king.
神要再给他恢复理智，他要回来他就可以当王。
And once God restored his sanity, then he could once again become king.
所以这一切都是在神的手中在做操控的。
So everything was in God's hand.
所以我们今天可以知道说，神他真正才是整个历史的主宰。
And so today we can see that God truly is the author of all history.
就是地面上的任何的国家，其实也都有神在掌控，神在做安排。
That for it doesn't matter which nation, God is it is all under God's control.
所以我们要相信神乃是无所不能啊，他掌控宇宙万物。
And so we have to understand that nothing is impossible for God, and He controls every.
然后我们再看回来《列王记下》第九章。
So let's turn back to 2 Kings chapter 9.
所以呢，刚刚我们已经看到啊，先知已经告诉耶户，你当了王以后，你必须做的事情，你的责任是什么？
And so we can see here that the prophet had told Jehu what is his responsibility after he becomes king.
里面呢有一个很重要，就是说啊，这是啊要升啊我的仆人众先知啊他们的约纳。
And one of the really important things is to avenge the blood of his servant prophet.
因为耶啊亚亚哈啊跟耶洗别啊真的杀了很多神的先知。
Because Ahab and Jezebel killed a lot of God's prophets.
因此呢，现在神要替这些先知来啊伸冤，要来报仇啊。
And now God is going to avenge for these prophets.
而且里面呢有一个啊，这里有一个啊，说神一切的仆人里面就是有一个叫拿伯啊，这是一个非常有名的一个故事啦。
And among the servants, there's a servant Nabal.
啊，我们来看啊，二十五节。
Let's turn to verse 25.
耶户对他的军长毕甲说：“你把他抛在耶斯列人拿伯的田间，你当追想，你我一同坐车跟随他父亚哈的时候，耶和华对亚哈所说的预言。”
Jehu said to Bidkar, the chariot officer, "Pick him up and throw him on the field that belonged to Naboth the Jezreelite." Remember how you and I were riding together in chariots behind Ahab his father when the Lord made this prophecy about him.
26, 说我昨天啊看见拿伯的血，看他种植的血，我必在这块田上报应你。这是耶和华说的。现在你要照着耶和华的话，把他抛在这田间。
Verse 26, yesterday I saw the blood of Naboth and the blood of his sons, declares the Lord, and I will surely make you pay for it on this plot of ground, declares the Lord. Now then, pick him up, throw him on that plot in accordance with the word of the Lord.
所以呢，这里说啊，神要替啊他的仆人啊啊流血的冤呐、啊，要替他们伸冤。
And so here it says that the Lord will avenge the blood of the prophets.
而这个他的仆人里面一个很重要就是啊耶斯列人拿伯。
And the blood of his servants, and one of the very important servants was Naboth.
因为拿伯原来有个葡萄园，是在亚哈的王宫啊的附近。
Because Naboth had a vineyard near Ahab's courtyard.
而当时候亚哈王就一直想要拿到他的葡萄园。
And Ahab wanted to take Naboth's vineyard.
但是呢，拿伯却不愿意卖给他。
But Naboth was not willing to sell it to him.
可是呢，耶洗别却用那个很啊很。做两个啊、两个匪徒哈、啊，来做一个假见证，来陷害拿伯。
But Jezebel she found two scoundrels to bear false witness against Naboth.
然后就把拿伯给害死了啊，把他用石头打死了，流血了。
Until Naboth was stoned to death.
那么拿伯就死了。
And he died.
然后亚哈当然就可以很合理的就不用钱就可以拿到拿伯的葡萄园。
And then logically, it made sense for Ahab then to take Naboth's vineyard.
可是神非常生气。
But this greatly angered the Lord.
这个拿伯原来为什么不愿意把葡萄园卖给这个亚哈王呢
？And why was Naboth unwilling to sell his vineyard to Ahab?
因为拿伯说这是我的祖先留给我的葡萄园，我不可以把它卖掉。
Because Naboth had said, "This is the land that my forefathers left for me. I cannot sell this."
我们来看到啊，《列王记上》二十一章。
Let's turn to 1 Kings chapter 21.
第一节。
Verse 1.
列王记上二十一章第一节。
1 Kings chapter 21, verse 1.
这事以后，又有一次，耶斯列人拿伯在耶斯列有一个葡萄园，靠近撒玛利亚王亚哈的宫。
Sometime later, there was an incident involving a vineyard belonging to Naboth the Jezreelite. The vineyard was in Jezreel, close to the palace of Ahab, king of Samaria.
第二节，亚哈对拿伯说：“你将你的葡萄园给我做菜园，因为是靠近我的宫，我就把更好的葡萄园换给你；或是你要银子，我就按着价值给你。”
Two, Ahab said to Naboth, "Let me have your vineyard to use for a vegetable garden, since it is close to my palace. And in exchange, I will give you a better vineyard, or if you prefer, I will pay you whatever it is worth."
第三，拿伯对亚哈说，我敬畏耶和华，万不敢将我先人留下的产业给你。
3. But Naboth replied, the Lord forbid that I should give you the inheritance of my fathers.
所以拿伯不敢违背法律规定不可以把先人留下的产业卖掉了。
And so Naboth did not want to disobey the law where it says that you shall not sell your inheritance.
可是呢，亚哈王就很喜欢他的葡萄园，一直要不到，他就很难过。
But Ahab really wanted this vineyard, and when he could not receive it, he sulked.
结果呢，耶洗别就想出一个诡计。
And so Jezebel thought of a scheme.
他就找了两个匪徒来做假见证，来控告拿伯，说：“哎呀，拿伯是亵渎神亵渎汉王了。”
And she found two scoundrels to lay false charges against Naboth, saying that, "Oh, Naboth cursed God and the king."
所以就把他拉出去打死了。
And so they dragged him out and stoned him.
结果到后来呢，亚哈王当然就免费的就拿到了这个葡萄园。
And then Ahab was able to gain the vineyard for free.
可是呢，那时候呢，神很生气，透过以利亚先知就来责备这个亚哈王。
But at that time, God was very angry, and so through Elijah, he rebuked him.
我们来看看十七节。
Let's turn to verse 17.
耶和华的话临到提斯比人以利亚。
17. Then the word of the Lord came to Elijah the Tishbite.
18. 你起来去见住在撒玛利亚的以色列王亚哈，他下去要得拿伯的葡萄园，现今正在那园里。
18. Go down to meet the king Ahab, king of Israel, who rules in Samaria. He is now in Naboth's vineyard, where he has gone to take possession of it.
19. 你要对他说，耶和华如此说，你杀了人。又得了他的产业吗？你又要对他说，耶和华如此说，狗在何处舔拿伯的血，也必在何处舔你的血。
19. Say to him, this is what the Lord says. Have you not murdered a man and seized his property? Then say to him, this is what the Lord says. In the place where dogs licked up Naboth's blood, dogs will lick up your blood. Yes, yours.
所以呢神要替拿伯伸冤啊。
And so the Lord will avenge Naboth.
因此呢最后才会叫耶户要把耶洗别给丢在这个拿伯的园里面来当做一个对他的惩罚。
And this is why he told Jehu to throw the body into the vineyard of Naboth as his punishment.
所以呢，这一切都是神的很公义的审判跟报应。
And all of this is God's justice and his vengeance.
所以我们也许在刚开始看列王记上二十一章的时候，觉得拿伯是一个无辜的。他受害而被打死。
And so, earlier when we were reading in chapter 21, we might feel like, oh, well, Naboth was an innocent and he was yet stoned to death.
他只是为了要遵守他的律法不要把祖先的产业给卖掉。
He was trying to obey the commands and not sell his inheritance.
这是一个好人是一个遵守律法的义人。
And so this is a man who obeyed the commandments and he was a good man.
但是他却被陷害而被打死了。
Yet he was accused and he was stoned to death.
也许我们刚刚在看《列王记上》二十一章的时候，觉得一个义人竟然无辜而被打死了，那神你的公义在哪里呢？
And so when we see a righteous man suffer such harm, we might think, God, where are you?
我们也许呢，在看到拿伯被石头打死的时候，会觉得好无辜这个是一个义人呢。
And when we see Naboth being stoned to death, we might feel, well, that this is a tragedy because this is a righteous man.
而反而是那些作恶的人哇，还得到葡萄园免费的呢。
And the wicked, they actually received a free vineyard.
而且当时候呢，哇，亚哈王还很高兴得到了这个葡萄园呢。
And Ahab was very happy to receive this vineyard.
所以看起来。恶人没有什么惩罚，那好人反而被打死了。
So it seems like the wicked they had no punishment, but the righteous they were killed.
如果当时候的百姓也知道这个整个事情来龙去脉，一定会说：神你的公义在哪里呢？
And so for all of those who were living at that time, they must have been wondering, God, where is your righteousness?
有时候我们在看事情的时候也会有这样的感想说。神你怎么不保护拿伯，不要让他被打死呢？
And so sometimes when we look in this world, we might feel the same way, where we wonder, Lord, why didn't you protect the righteous?
你怎么真的就让拿伯为了要遵守律法而就被害， 就被打死了，那这样很无辜啊。
How could you let a man who was trying to obey your commands be stoned to death? This is all meaningless.
这个时候我们一定有这种疑问，那这个时候我们真的要安静等候下来。
And so when we have this doubt, then we have to quiet ourselves and wait.
我们不要当下看到这种不合理的现象出现的时候，就对神产生怀疑就抱怨了。
Let us not see these things of unfairness and start to doubt on God.
因为神要报应这个善恶并不是当下就出手就做了。
Because the Lord may not offend us right away.
我们要等等到神的时候来了。
We have to wait until God's time.
神的等到什么时候呢？等到高耶户为以色列王以后，然后神的报应就出现了。
How long did the people have to wait until after God anointed Jehu?
所以我们也不知道说这个拿伯被杀，一直到耶户当以色列王去击杀耶洗别，这个时间到底等了几年？我们没有办法计算出来。
So we don't really know what was the time span between the time when Naboth was killed to when Jehu was anointed.
但是我们要说这一段时间，就是我们要耐心等候神的伸冤跟他的报应。
But we can say that this time period is the time when we have to wait on the Lord for His vengeance.
所以有时候我们在读诗篇七十三篇也会有这样一种疑问。
And so sometimes when we read Psalm 73, we can see this type of doubt.
我们来看诗篇七十三篇。
Let's turn to Psalm 73.
七十三篇第三节。
73 verse 3.
我见恶人和狂傲人想平安，就心怀不平。
For I envied the arrogant when I saw the prosperity of the wicked.
我们跳过来看第三节第七节。
And let's skip to verse.
他们的眼睛因体胖而突出，他们所得的过于心里所想的。
7. From their callous hearts comes iniquity. The evil conceits of their mind knows no limit.
我们看第九节。
9.
他们的口亵渎上天，他们的舌毁谤全地。
Their mouths lay claim to heaven, and their tongues take possession of the earth.
第十，所以神的民归到这里，喝尽了满杯的苦水。
Therefore, their people turn to them and drink up waters in abundance.
我们来看十三节。
Let's look at verse 13.
我实在突然洁净了我的心，突然洗手，表明无辜。
Surely in vain have I kept my heart pure. In vain have I washed my hands in innocence.
14. 因为我终日遭灾难，每早晨受惩治。
14. All day long I have been plagued. I have been punished every morning.
我们看十六节。
Let's jump to 16.
我思索怎能明白这事，眼看时系为难。
When I tried to understand all this, it was oppressive to me.
17. 等我进了神的圣所，思想他们的结局。
Till I entered the sanctuary of God, then I understood their final destiny.
18. 你实在把他们安在滑地，使他们掉在沉沦之中。
18. Surely you placed them on slippery ground. You cast them down to ruin.
19. 他们转眼之间成了何等的荒凉，他们被惊恐灭尽了。
19. How suddenly are they destroyed, completely swept away by terrors.
所以这个作诗的人亚萨，他就说，我一开始也是不明白神的公义在哪里呢？
So the author Asaph, he also acknowledged that at the beginning he didn't understand where is God's justice.
怎么善良的被害，而这个恶人却发达平安？
Why are the good punished, whereas the wicked prosper?
所以他说，我实在很不明白这个怎么神的公义在哪里呢？
And so he said, I do not understand where is the righteousness of God.
可是他一直等他进入到神的圣所，思想他们的结局，他才明白了。
Till I entered the sanctuary of God and understood their final destiny.
最后神一定会有公义的审判。
Then I knew that at the end, God will avenge.
所以我们现在才知道拿伯的受害并没有好像没有得到神的保护。
And so Naboth, it seems like he did not receive God's protection.
但是神却为他伸冤。
But in fact, God will avenge for him.
那么一直到几年后，耶户当了王，就把耶洗别给丢被害就丢在这个拿伯的葡萄园里面了。
And after several years, Jehu took Jezebel's body and threw it into Naboth's feet.
所以我们要知道说，神的公义绝对会彰显出来，但是不是按照我们所定的时间。
And so we have to know that God's justice will surely appear, but it may not be in our time.
所以我们要说神一定是公义的。
And so this is how we can say that God is righteous.
只是他走报应的时间呢，不是按照我们的时间 来安排。
But when he avenges may not be according to our
time. 所以我们要耐心等候神。
So we need patience to wait for the Lord.
只要他所做的是违背神的是神一定最后会有他公义的审判跟报应。
If what he does is against God's will, then God will surely avenge.
我们再回头来看列王记下第九章。
Let's turn back to 2 Kings chapter 9.
我们看到耶洗别他现在知道了耶户来找他了。
And so Jezebel knew that Jehu was looking for
him. 结果呢，他还梳妆打扮了。
And she even prettied herself.
他还打扮化妆自己。
And she,
cosmetic.
Yeah, she put on makeup.
我们来看呢，《列王记下》第九章。
Let's turn to 2 Kings chapter 9.
三十节。
Verse 30.
耶户到了耶斯列，耶洗别听见就擦粉、梳头，从窗户里往外观看。
When Jehu went to Jezreel, When Jezebel heard about it, she painted her eyes, arranged her hair, and looked out the window.
31. 耶户进门的时候，耶洗别说：“杀主人的心里平安吗？”
31. As Jehu entered the gate, she asked, "Have you come in peace, Zimri, you murderer of your master?"
32. 耶户抬头向窗户观看，说：“谁顺从我？”有两三个太监从窗户往外看他。
32. He looked up at the window and called out, "Who is on my side? Who?" Two or three eunuchs looked down at him.
33. 耶户说：“把他扔下来。”他们就把他扔下去。他的血溅在墙上和马上，于是把他践踏了。
33. Throw her down, Jehu said. So they threw her down, and some of her blood splattered the wall and the horses as they trampled her underfoot.
34. 耶户进去吃了喝了，吩咐说：“你们把这被咒诅的妇人葬埋了，因为她是王的女儿。”
34. Jehu went in, ate and drank. Take care of that cursed woman, he said, and bury her, for she was a king's daughter.
35. 他们就去葬埋她，只寻得她的头骨和脚并手掌。
35. But when they went out to bury her, they found nothing except her skull, her feet, and her hands.
36. 他们回去告诉耶户，耶户说：“这正应验耶和华借他的仆人提斯比人以利亚所说的话，说在耶斯列田间。”狗必吃耶洗别的肉。
36. They went back and told Jehu, who said, "This is the word of the Lord that he spoke through his servant Elijah the Tishbite. On the plot of ground, all Jezreel's dogs will devour Jezebel's flesh."
37. 耶洗别的尸首必在耶斯列田间如同粪土，甚至人不能说这是耶洗别。
37. Jezebel's body will be like refuse on the ground in the plot of Jezreel.So that no one will be able to say, "This is Jezebel."
结果呢？现在耶户已经来到耶洗别他的楼下了。
So here Jehu already arrived at the bottom of Jezebel.
那结果耶洗别还在梳妆打扮在化妆梳头发。
And Jezebel, she was still beautifying herself and combing her hair.
所以她还不知道危险已经来到门口了。
And so she did not know that danger was at her
door. 她还向那个耶户还问了后你平安吗
？And she asked, Have you come in peace?
他耶洗别这个时候到底心里在想什么
？And so really, what was Jezebel thinking?
难怪他梳妆打扮，还要想引诱这个耶户是不是还可以跟他做一番爱情呢
？Was she thinking she can charm and seduce Jehu?
是不是还要引诱耶户是不是耶户可以跟我还可以做做一场夫妻的关系吗？
And was she trying to entice Jehu?
但是耶户根本不理他这种外表他的打扮这个都是不重要了。
But Jehu didn't think that any of this was important.
所以呢耶户就说谁顺从我可以把他扔下来。
And so this is why he called out, "Who is on my side? Who?"
结果呢就两三个太监就把耶洗别把他扔下去，结果他就死在那个墙壁上还有马上。
And this is why the several eunuchs threw her down so that she splattered on the wall and the horses.
结果田间的狗也把这个耶洗别的尸体呢也给吃肉都吃掉了。
And the dogs devoured her.
结果只剩下他的骨头就是头骨头还有手跟脚的骨头而已
And so there was only her, the bones of her skull, her feet, and her hands left.
最后要埋葬她、啊、也找不到、啊、完整的尸体、啊、
And to bury her, they could not find her remains.
所以这就是神、啊、对耶洗别的惩罚、啊、是最严重的，连、啊、要埋葬都有困难。
And this is the、most severe punishment that God gave to Jezebel, that even if you wanted to bury her, you cannot.
所以我们从这里可以知道说、哦、真的神、啊、是公义的审判。
And so here we can see that truly God is a just God.
所以呢，只要你行善事，神一定会给我们报答。
And that if you、do good, the Lord will reward us.
但是如果行恶，神一定会惩罚。
But if you、do wicked, then the Lord will surely punish us.
所以耶洗别啊，她本来就是一个、外邦的、一个、王的女儿。
So Jezebel was、the king of a foreign, was the daughter of a foreign king.
她就是拜偶像的一个国家。
And this was a、kingdom that worshipped、idols.
所以呢，他跟亚哈王结婚以后呢，也把他的、偶像啊，也都带过来、让亚哈一起来拜偶像。
So after she married Ahab, she brought along all her idols to、worship with Ahab.
所以我们说亚哈王、哦本身也不好。
And so Ahab was not a good king.
但是他娶了这样的外邦的女子为妻，更不好了。
But after he married、this foreign lady, he became even worse.
所以呢、啊、整个国家才会越来越败坏，一直拜偶像。
And so the entire nation became、worse and worse、worshipping the
idols. 而且我们刚刚已经说拿伯、啊、这个、啊、事件呢、啊，让我们知道耶洗别真的是非常的坏，比亚哈王更坏、啊。
And we can see from the incident of Naboth that Jezebel was、even more wicked than Ahab.
我们说啊，亚哈王本来要跟、啊、拿伯要、啊、买他的葡萄园。
Ahab originally wanted to buy Naboth's vineyard.
而且还说，你如果卖给我，我可以把别的更好的葡萄园、啊、跟你做交换。
And in fact, even、bargained with him that, oh, if you give me this vineyard, I can give you something better.
那么，或者是你要多少钱，我可以把价钱、啊、给你，我来买你的葡萄园。
Or if you want some more money, I can give you this to you.
所以这个时候，亚哈王都是用正当的商业、啊、的手段要来买。拿伯的葡萄园。
So Naboth was using proper business transactions, to offer to Naboth.
可是啊，当拿伯说啊，我不能卖啊，那个时候亚哈王也都没有想到一些诡计、不好的方法。
And when Naboth said that he couldn't sell it, Ahab did not think of any wicked scheme.
他只是很难过的回到宫里面啊，闷闷不乐的，哎呀哎呀，这么不卖给我，他们怎么啊得不到这葡萄园，只是在那边难过而已呀、啊。
He only went back sad and just and mourned.
亚哈王都没有那些坏的诡计，要如何去杀害啊拿伯？
But Ahab did not have any of the wicked intentions to kill Naboth.
这个时候反而是耶洗别啊才会想出那个诡计。
It was Jezebel who thought of this.
他才说哦，找两个匪徒来做假见证，就可以把拿伯给害死了，把他打死了。
And she was the one who thought, oh, well, let's just hire two scoundrels to falsely accuse Naboth so we can stone him.
然后你就可以免费，不用付任何的代价，就可以拿到他的葡萄园了。
Then you can have this vineyard for free.
所以这样看起来，耶洗别的心肠、哦、真的比亚哈王更坏。
And so we can see that Jezebel's heart was more wicked than Ahab's.
所以神要对耶洗别的惩罚也会更严重啊。
And this is also why the Lord's punishment to Jezebel was more severe.
所以到最后，连他的啊尸体都找不到完整的，能够来啊埋葬。
And in the end, you couldn't even find her entire body for burial.
所以我们从这里可以知道说，神的公义啊，绝对啊会彰显出来。
And so we can see that The Lord's justice will surely show itself.
但是我们也可以想到说，结婚啊啊，真的是人生啊，婚姻啊，是信仰里面很重要的一个因素。
But we can also learn from it is that marriage is a very critical factor to our faith.
如果我们的信仰跟婚姻两个没有办法啊结合在一起的话，那可能我们的信仰都会受影响，会败坏掉了。
If we cannot unite our faith and our marriage together, then it can easily affect our faith.
所以呢，亚哈王如果不要娶了这样的外邦的女子，如果他娶一个是啊敬畏神的一个女子的话，可能他也会变好。
So if Ahab did not marry the wicked Jezebel and instead married someone who was fearing God, then perhaps he could have been a good king.
可是他竟然一个啊娶了一个。啊、拜偶像的一个外邦的女子，所以她的信仰就更败坏。
But he married an idol worshipping foreigner, and so his faith became worse.
所以我们要思想着说，婚姻跟信仰啊，是一个很重要的关系。
And so we must understand that our marriage and our faith is has a close relationship.
所以我们从这里要告诉我们的啊，主内的年轻人。
And so I'm here to tell all of the youths in Christ.
我们呢，真的在婚姻的事上一定要祷告，求神带领。
Truly, we must pray to the Lord about our marriage.
求神能够
to guide us.
啊，有带给我们啊，另一半是一个敬畏神。啊、遵守神、啊、的道理的、啊、一个弟兄或是姐妹
and ask God to bring us a God-fearing brother or sister
让我们能够在信仰上跟他、啊、能够两个人同步一起来敬畏神
so then we can be in unity to worship the Lord
所以呢这是我们的信仰跟婚姻、啊、能够结合这样对我们的信仰才有帮助的
and if we can connect our faith and our marriage together, then this will help us.
所以呢，我们看到啊，亚哈王就是这样的败坏。
And so we can see, here Ahab, this is how he fell.
我们后来看到啊，这个啊，神的审判呢、啊，绝对啊，没有啊，没有放过这个耶洗别啊。
And the Lord's justice did not, and the Lord's judgment did not, pass Jezebel.
所以，我们从啊耶洗别的下场啊，可以得到一个非常好的结论。
And so from the ending of Jezebel, we can reach a very good
conclusion. 就是说人的生命啊，短短的几十年而已。
That is that a man's life is a short, several decades.
啊，到底这几十年里面啊，我们要过怎样的生活
？And in these decades, what type of life do we want?
而且人的生命有一天要结束。
One day our life will end.
那我们要死亡的时候是怎样的死亡
？And what type of death will we face?
这个跟我们的生活是有关系的。
All of this is tied to our life.
如果我们都能够过着敬畏神的生活
，If we can live a life where we are God-fearing,
神也许会让我们的死亡啊啊会有啊啊会有美好的一个结局啊。
Then we may have a peaceful ending.
但是如果我们的信仰生活是不好的啊是啊违背神的命令的
，But if we have a But if our life is filled with wickedness, disobeying the Lord's commands,
到时候我们的死亡可能会像耶洗别这么样的凄惨啊。
Then in the end, we might have an ending that is as pitiful as Jezebel.
所以呢，我听过教会有许多长辈他们安详的离世的一些美好的见证。
And so I've heard many seniors who've passed away peacefully.
好像啊，可以得到了一个粗浅的一个结论说。他的信仰是很好的，结果神让他安详，非常安详的离开世界。
It's a, if they had a, because they had a good life that God has let them leave this earth peacefully.
所以我们啊，可以从这里啊，可以来求神帮助我们。
And so we can ask God to help us.
让我们不要像耶洗别一样死得这么惨。
So that we are not like Jezebel and die so pitifully.
我们能够好好的敬畏神。
That we can truly revere.
神会让我们安详的啊来离开世界。
So that He may help us to leave this world peacefully.
一起来唱诗。
Let us sing hymn.
501首。
501.
我们请唱两次。
We'll sing it twice.